It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment. I am your host, Mark White. We touch on many subjects here on The Mark White Show, and today I have Brittany DeMint, and she is with Beyond Type 1, and she is an advocate for this very special organization. I would like to welcome Brittany DeMint as we talk about diabetes. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Brittany DeMint.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, and as I said, I cover a lot of subjects on this show. I'm not limited, and so I want to try to bring awareness to so many things in people's lives, and I know that there are a lot of people out there who are affected by type 1 diabetes. Your effort clearly shows that when you post about each person who sends in, submits their story, and it's posted on the page.
Right, exactly. And so what's interesting is that approximately 1.25 million Americans have type 1 diabetes. And if you look at diabetes as a whole, when you combine type 1 and type 2, type 1 diabetes only represents about 10% of people that do have diabetes. So we are in the minority. And a lot of other nonprofits, while they do great things, like the American Diabetes Association, a lot of their efforts really concentrate around type 2 diabetes. And while that's great and that's awesome, a lot of people just needed an organization that was really focused on them. And that's kind of where type 1, Beyond Type 1 organization comes in. And it was actually co-founded by Nick Jonas from the Jonas Brothers. So I think that's pretty cool. A lot of people don't know that he has diabetes, but he does. He has type 1. And so as all these young Americans, and I kind of include myself in there, even though I'll be 33 next month, I still think I'm young.
You are.
My sister is 3 years younger than I am. She's 30, and she has diabetes too, or type 1 too. So, you know, this organization, what it does is not only does it try to advocate for people to say, hey, you know, these are the warning signs of type 1 diabetes, especially around this time of year, because a lot of the signs of type 1 diabetes are conflicted with the flu or strep throat or even could fit into the category of COVID. And so and the way they check for it is super easy. If you're at a doctor's office and you're just concerned you might have type 1, just ask them to check your blood sugar. It's a little finger prick and they do it on a meter. It takes 5 seconds in an office, but it could really save your life. And some of those warning signs are excessive ulcers, if they're children, they may be bedwetting a lot, if your vision changes, if someone has lost a lot of weight, they don't really have a reason why. Fatigue, increased appetite, kind of a fruity smelling breath, that's kind of what gave me away when I was diagnosed when I was 14. And some rapid heavy breathing. So it's important to know that those are the warning signs and just to have a doctor just check your blood sugar. And it takes 5 seconds and it can save your life before you go into a condition called diabetic ketone acidosis. And that's actually a fatal condition that your body just eventually just starts shutting down if you go undiagnosed.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest questions probably listeners have, because all of our lives we've heard of type 1 diabetes versus type 2 diabetes. Would you like to separate the two for listeners today?
Yes. And thank you for asking that. I do appreciate that. So type 1 is a chronic autoimmune disease that occurs when the body's own immune system attacks and destroys the insulin-producing beta cells of the pancreas. So this attack leaves the pancreas with little to no ability to produce insulin, which is a hormone that's going to regulate blood sugar. So people with diabetes, type 1 diabetes, have to inject or use an insulin pump for every meal, every day, all day long, just to stay alive. Whereas type 2, while not always weight-related, it can be related to older age or weight or maybe not eating right. And it is not a chronic illness. It is a chronic illness, but it's not an autoimmune condition. So whereas my body just attacked itself and was like, hey, I'm going to kill your pancreas. It's not going to work anymore. Type 2 is more lifestyle related. So for me, I was a healthy 14-year-old. I was thin. I was active. And just my body attacked itself and the rest is history. So that's kind of the major difference. One's a lifestyle and one is more autoimmune. But regardless, you both have to check your blood sugar. Some type 2s have to take insulin. And again, 90% of those people with diabetes have type 2. So we're just a smaller part of the equation here. But again, it is the most fatal of the conditions.
As we learn more things through science, as we become more educated, sometimes we can graduate our terminologies to improve to fit what it actually is. Maybe, would you agree that maybe it was a mistake calling it juvenile diabetes when we're referring to type 1 diabetes, because the term sort of misleads us to believe that it just affects juveniles?
You are exactly right. It is misleading, and I do think it was an error in definitely naming it, because what happened was you have like the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, the JDRF, and that is a very well-known organization, but a lot of people just assume, oh, only children get it. But the fact is, I know several adult friends of mine that were diagnosed in their adult life with type 1 diabetes. And so one of them was actually misdiagnosed, so they told her, you have type 2. Well, her blood sugars remained crazy. She just wasn't feeling well. She kept getting sicker and sicker, and they kept saying, well, you're in your 30s. It has to be type 2. And then she ended up in the hospital, and when she was there, they checked her A1C. And an A1C is kind of a three-month average of your blood sugar. It kind of tells doctors how you are doing, and it was really, really high. And her endocrinologist said, you have type 1. You've been misdiagnosed. And so your whole treatment plan, the way you approach diabetes, completely changes. And so, really, I wish they had been named two different diseases. I wish it would have been, you know, autoimmune blood sugar disease or something, and then called type 2 something different as well. Because the fact is, they do get really confused, and I think a really big insult to me and a lot of other people, which, of course, you try not to take too personally. But when someone says, you don't look like a diabetic, or so did you drink a lot of sugar when you were little, or, you know, these kind of questions, and they're kind of rude, actually, I think. But again, I use those opportunities to say, well, it's not type 1, and I use it more of as an educator type situation. So depending on how you look at it.
Sure. As you know, the month of October is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, and mm-hmm. I wanted to bring up the subject of pregnancy, because we do have many women who are pregnant who have diabetes, and they need people who can offer resources along this journey before and after pregnancy, because we don't want anyone losing their babies. And it's so important that if you have diabetes, that you do take care of yourself. And I know that your organization does help when it comes to pregnancy awareness and diabetes.
It sure does. And so gestational diabetes is a term used to describe women who, while they are pregnant, their blood sugars run higher. So they're diagnosed with gestational diabetes. And sometimes after they give birth, it goes away, but sometimes it doesn't. And when it doesn't go away, we kind of reclassify it, put it in the type 1 group. Myself, my husband, and I, we actually adopted our son through foster care. And my sister, she did get pregnant and go through the process being pregnant with diabetes. And of course, there were lots of challenges. But I think the biggest thing you're trying to touch on is women who are diagnosed, where do they get help? And beyondtype1.org is a great place to start because there's resources on there for type 1, gestational, and type 2 diabetes. And it's also all available in Spanish, too. So really, we can reach out to so many women. But like you said, it's so important that they take care of themselves while they're pregnant in order to have a healthy baby and in order for them to stay healthy. And again, that all starts with education and being there for each other.
Brittany, how does a personal story help you? I know that if I hear a personal story and I can relate to that and I feel like that person is talking to me, it really is an advantage for me when I feel like somebody is in the same boat. How does that make you feel when you hear somebody that shares a story of any subject and you feel like it's relatable to your particular situation?
So we've had a laugh. The type 1 diabetes community, really about the last 2 years, online with Instagram. Well, really, Instagram's been the platform that all these people have been able to kind of get together. And so we laugh and we call it, you know, what do you do when you see a diabetic in the wild? And so if I see someone that's got an insulin pump or has a continuous glucose monitor on their arm, that is always like, oh, I want to go tell them I have diabetes too. But I think the really cool thing has been, we go to Disney quite a lot. We're big Disney fans. But when we go, I wear my continuous glucose monitor on my arm and my insulin pump on my hip. And the coolest thing has always been when moms come up to me and they say, hey, is that a CGM or is that an insulin pump? My daughter has diabetes or my son has diabetes. And so I go, yeah, it is. Is your daughter here? And I'll kind of look to the daughter and I'll tell her, you know, that she can accomplish anything. And like I said, I was diagnosed at age 14. So I'll look at them and say, look, I've studied in Italy. I've taught English in Vietnam. I've ran for public office. I've participated in a beauty pageant. I've investigated homicides. I've gone to school and got my bachelor's and my master's. I have a family. Like, you can accomplish anything if you put your mind to it and don't let it stop you. And I think a lot of times those connections, just the mom all of a sudden has this look of relief, because a lot of the problem when we were diagnosed, when we were younger, we didn't know anybody who had type 1 diabetes. I knew my sister and I, and that was it. But now with social media, it's so easy to get in contact with other people and just kind of see them live out their life and their life story and just realize that really, you know, it doesn't have to stop you. If you don't take care of yourself and if you know, you keep high blood sugars, you can expect maybe not to live the fullest life. But if you do the best that you can and track those blood sugars and make sure you get in range, you can do anything. And again, it's never stopped me. So.
I love that. And Brittany, if you'll stick with me, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk some more about the website, beyondtype1.org. And let's gear people to going to the page, finding out more information, and all the different things that Beyond Type 1 offers. Because today I want listeners, there's somebody out there who needs to hear this, and I want them to be able to find the website. I want them to be able to join in to this effort to find out more information, maybe some of the questions that they've been scratching their head and wondering. Maybe they can get answered by going to your website and being a part of Beyond Type 1. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely. I'll be here.
Great. Folks, we're talking to Brittany DeMint. She is an advocate for Beyond Type 1, I want you to visit the website beyondtype1.org. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about this. We're talking diabetes. We're talking a subject that a lot of people are affected by. And as Brittany has alluded to, type 1 diabetes, there may be, it's such a smaller community, you may be looking for people who you can relate to. And I hope that through this segment, through this show, you will find those opportunities. So I hope you'll stick with us. And if you have friends who are facing diabetes, I want you to share this show with them and let them know about the Mark White Show as we continue to encourage and inspire others wherever they are in life. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. Can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen. To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
We have been talking to Brittany DeMint. She is with Beyond Type 1. We have talked about the subject of diabetes, especially when it comes to diabetes type 1. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Brittany DeMint.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back on. So we were talking about before the break, kind of leading listeners to the website, beyondtype1.org, and there are so many resources available. And it's not only just for type 1. So if you click on diabetes, you can click on a section about type 2. You can click on a section about pregnancy and type 1 diabetes. There are so many resources. So one thing that I think is important is this one link on here that's for newly diagnosed patients. And what it does is it kind of gives you the tools to go to your doctor and, you know, ask specific questions that if you're newly diagnosed, you're in information overload. Okay, so your world just got turned upside down. You're having to do what we call diabetic math. And diabetic math says this. If you have a 10-carb piece of bread, but your blood sugar is 200, and you have a correction factor of 1 unit to 100, and your insulin to carb ratio is 1 to 8, how much insulin should you give, right? And so your whole world is all of a sudden this big math problem. And so really just having somewhere to go, and Beyond Type 1 does a great job of this, of just kind of giving you those questions and that guide to really get started in navigating your journey with Type 1. And so I love that. Another thing that is a great resource that we do on Beyond Type 1 is there's a mental health kind of where they share stories and things you should look into. Because let's face it, mental health is an issue for everybody. But when your world revolves around numbers on a screen 24/7, you can imagine the extra toll that's going to have on your mental health, your anxiety, everything like that. And so for me personally, anxiety is a huge issue for me because I'm a perfectionist. And if my blood sugar starts going, you know, wonkers, either up or down, I get really anxious. So my whole world revolves around counting my food and you know, giving the right amount of insulin for it and reading the backs of labels. I don't get to be one of those people who just goes through life and, you know, grabs a box of Cheez-Its, eats a couple handfuls and put it back. I have to count my handfuls of Cheez-Its. and that can lead to other mental health issues like eating disorders. And actually 25% of women with type 1 diabetes have some sort of eating disorder because, again, you're having to read everything. You're having to count everything. So it's just something that kind of navigates and weasels itself into there. And it's dangerous and it's scary. And so there's resources like that. There's resources on, you know, food and diabetes. There's on traveling and adventures and how you can go do whatever you want to do, go travel the world, but some extra things you might need to keep in mind. So there's packing lists for if you're going away just for a weekend. If you're going through the airport, you're going to have all these electronics with you and about how you need to take supplies in your carry-on bag and don't pack them in your regular suitcase if you're going to check it because Lord knows those things can get lost and then you'd be left without any medical supplies. And so they just have all these tips and resources that are phenomenal and fantastic. And I think one of our biggest campaigns right now is the DKA campaign. And again, this is referring to diabetes ketone acidosis. And it, which is, you have to go in the hospital if you get that. And it's basically when your blood sugars ran high for several days, your body starts becoming too acidic. And at this point, your organs can start shutting down. You get dehydrated. You can, a lot of dangerous things will happen. So if you catch it early, go in the hospital, they give you fluids a couple of days later, you feel much better. But it also can throw off your electrolyte balance. You end up in the ICU. And then sometimes there are patients that actually go undiagnosed with type 1 diabetes. They end up in a DKA situation and they do pass away. So that's why I said, just ask for them to check your blood sugar really quick at the doctor's office. It takes 5 seconds. And just that one little blood sugar check could at least ease your mind of, okay, well, it's not diabetes. That's one less thing I have to worry about. Or if your blood sugar is elevated, well, if they start navigating that and figuring out what's wrong, you'll feel so much better once you start getting treatment for it.
Brittany, as I think about our own personal knowledge, if we have diabetes, to understand for ourselves, it's also just as important for those who are around us to understand diabetes as well. When it comes to, and I know this is part of the website, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the husband, the wife, the spouse, the friends and family, coaches, teachers, grandparents, all of these various people who you interact with on a daily basis, your employer, your coworkers, your siblings, your best friends,
yeah,
all of these people, a professor in college, all of these people that you are surrounded by, a babysitter taking care of your kids, all of this is so vitally important that they know as well, maybe they don't have diabetes, but they have to care for someone who does.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's important about that is, especially when you mentioned teachers, when you are, you know, growing up in elementary school, I wasn't diagnosed till the eighth grade. And so, but my sister was diagnosed when she was in the fourth or fifth grade, I think, or maybe no, third grade. But when she was diagnosed, my mom would have to get the doctor to go up to the school and meet with the teachers. And if there was not a school nurse, she had to make sure the teachers knew how to properly respond to a diabetic emergency. We had little snack kits for low blood sugars that all of my teachers, you know, by the eighth grade, you're trained in classes. So every single class I was in for the day had a little emergency low kit is what we called it. And essentially it was a school box with snacks and juice boxes in it. So if I got low, I could access those things and no one else could get it. And, you know, that was important for my teachers to know. And so part of the Beyond Type 1 is there a teacher checklist for your kids and their teachers. Like you said, boyfriends and husbands. So, you know, that's something that was important to our conversation when we started dating was, look, my blood sugar is going to be high sometimes. And when it is, I'm not going to feel great. And so my husband does an amazing job. We've been married 10 years. And he actually has an app on his phone where he follows my blood sugar. So my blood sugar, that continuous glucose monitor I was telling you about, it transmits to my phone, but it also transmits to his. So I can be out of town on a work trip teaching. I teach at Fort Benning and at another local college here. I could be somewhere teaching or on a trip, and he has in his hand what my blood sugar constantly is. And so if he sees that my blood sugar is really low and it's taken a while for it to come up, he'll send me a message and, you know, hey, babe, you drinking juice? Or if I don't respond, then he can maybe try to contact someone, you know, for an emergency or something.
Wow.
And so it's just crazy little thing. And parents now, they can follow along with their kids' blood sugars while they're at school. So we've just come so long. But, you know, just having a community with people who know what you're going through, have had the hard questions answered, who navigated this before there was all this help, now all that information is just kind of in one place. And it makes it so nice to be able to access. And again, like you said, family, friends, teachers, people with type 1 diabetes, they may not think about it, but they're actually covered under the Americans with Disabilities Act. So we get ADA accommodations, Americans with Disabilities Act coverage. And so with that, as far as in college, you have to get doctors to fill out stuff, but I registered with Auburn University's Office of Accessibility. And so what that did was I registered with them, and they made sure all of my teachers knew that if I had to leave the classroom or if I had to start eating in class, I was allowed to do these things that maybe everyone else wasn't. I got good parking spaces because if my blood sugar was really high, if it was too high, I probably wouldn't go to class. But if it was just a little bit high, I could park closer to the building and not have to walk as far, especially if otherwise I wouldn't have gone. And so just basic accommodations and protections that make life a little easier. And some people say, I don't want to take advantage of something. Well, you're not. You've got a life-threatening autoimmune disease that you're going to have indefinitely. And there are things in life that you just probably wouldn't get done if you didn't have some type of accommodation. So with work or with school, never be afraid to ask for an accommodation. If you have to leave class because your blood sugar's low or you miss work due to your health or you miss a meeting, you know, just kind of working with your employer and letting those people know around you what's wrong. So if they see, oh, well, she doesn't look like she feels well, well, maybe my coworker can go up to me and say, hey, is your blood sugar okay? And just having those resources and those people knowing what's going on, I think you mentioned, is important for people to know too. A lot of people with their health issues really don't want to talk about them, or they kind of want to keep them secret. And I totally understand that. I respect that privacy. But with type 1 diabetes, it's one of those things you probably don't want to keep to yourself, because you may need assistance, you may need help, you may need someone to realize there's something happening. And again, like if you have a teacher, you want them to be able to come help you or come to your aid if they see that you're dozing off, you're looking funny, or you look confused. They can help you address those problems before they become life-threatening.
Yes, and one of the things right now I'm thinking about are the hurricanes that have recently come through along the Gulf Coast. People have been affected by those. When it comes to disasters, we ourselves are in Tornado Alley. And when those natural disasters occur, being prepared is a key. And you may not be in a situation where you can help yourself. You may need someone to help you in a natural disaster. And I know that on beyondtype1.org, it talks about a daily diabetes care kit. It talks about an emergency care kit. And this is vitally important as well for those who have diabetes.
Right. So those things just help keep you prepared in the event of an emergency. So you want to have extra insulin on hand. So I know insulin is very expensive, and there's a lot of reasons that it's expensive. Unfortunately, our government does not negotiate the price of insulin with manufacturers to the extent that other countries do. So it gets pretty expensive, but that's a different topic. But just having those checklists, the supply checklists, I know that sometimes, you know, I'm in Auburn, and a lot of times our power may flicker or something like that. Luckily, we haven't had any major hurricane issues, but I know last year some pretty devastating tornadoes passed through the area and caused a great loss of life about 10 miles down the road in Beauregard.
Yes.
And my first response to that was, who has diabetes and who needs insulin? Because I somehow end up with a stockpile of insulin, which a lot of people don't have, but I ended up with a stockpile. So my first thought was, you know people are going to take care of water bottles and clothes. I knew that. But my question was, if somebody just got their insulin refilled 2 days ago and now their house and refrigerator and everything is gone because you have to keep insulin in the fridge, you know, how are they going to get their medication? Because if they were to pay out of pocket, it's $600 to $700 per month for a prescription for insulin. So my first thought was, who needs insulin? Who needs blood sugar meters? And so I immediately got in contact with a local church that was out there and coordinated with them to make sure that some patients got insulin. And I had some people donating insulin. Of course, it was in the package, not opened. But you know, that was my first thought, was they can't live without this medication. And a lot of these people can't go pay cash for it. I know I would be struggling if I had to go pay cash for it. So just helping situations like that. Again, Red Cross does an amazing job, but part of what Beyond Type 1 does too is we can help coordinate and get you insulin if you can't get it. So if it's getting you a savings card from the manufacturer to get a cheaper insulin, or if you know, there's someone in your area who may have a little bit of extra insulin and you don't have any, we work together and we kind of try to match those people and programs together and just really try to take care of each other.
That is so great, Brittany. And when I think about what you were just sharing about the fact that when these disasters hit, and like you explained in Beauregard, your mind went to what you have to go through yourself. But yet by you doing that and you stepping out, then people around you begin to understand that there's also a need there, and they become part of it. How great is it? And it's not that, let me think about how I want to word this. When you have a challenge yourself and you learn about that and you become an advocate for that, you really become a starting point for change. You become a starting point for really acute awareness for people around you, and they will gravitate towards that need and find a purpose within what you decided. Okay, in Beauregard, they need this and this and this, because I know personally, I go through this myself. Isn't that amazing how people do that and they find that? Because as a person who doesn't have diabetes, I would not think about that straight away. I would think about some of the things that you stated that people go ahead and take care of, but you're here to help be that advocate.
Right. And you know, but what's cool is that whether it's type 1 diabetes or it's, you know, a cattle on a feeding tube or feeding machine or any type of health issue, rheumatoid arthritis, I mean, any of those autoimmune issues, or someone maybe going through chemo and they've lost their car, but they've got to be able to get to dialysis or chemo the next day, even though they're trying to deal with, well, my house just was blown away. The cool thing is the moment you just kind of throw something in there, like who needs insulin, or I have a family that needs, you know, insulin and test strips, it gets other people's wheels turning. And
yes.
So they're able to also say, hey, well, what's close to me? What do I know about, you know, what you know, I know about dialysis. So how can I help someone get to their dialysis appointment? So it was just, it kind of, like you said, it's this really snowball effect that can really happen. And again, last year with tornadoes, it was just a blessing to be able to play a part. And again, it was something that not a lot of people thought about, but through those efforts, people in the community said, hey, come by and pick up these test strips, or, you know, I've got extra XYZ. And it was just really cool to see the community come together and provide for people who were really just facing a devastating loss.
And Brittany, speaking of the community coming together, I do want people to know the various ways that they can follow Beyond Type 1. And I know that you're willing to share that right now.
Absolutely. Okay, so follow Beyond Type 1. Of course, you can go to the beyondtype1.org website. We also have a Facebook page, a Twitter account, an Instagram, and a YouTube channel. And you can also sign up for newsletters. And just today, this morning, I got a newsletter that was talking about what percentage of your salary is spent on diabetes supplies, whether you make $20,000 a year, $44,000, or $67,000 a year, and where in the country you live. And it's usually between 15 and 20% is what you're spending annually on your diabetes care. And, you know, it doesn't just include your health. It doesn't include just insulin and strips. It also includes those cases of juice boxes that you have to buy in case your blood sugar gets low, those alcohol swabs, things that insurance doesn't cover but are still necessary if you have type 1 diabetes. So, follow us on any of our social media platforms. If you just do hashtag Beyond Type 1, you'll see a ton of posts come up. And again, it really is a community. So I highly recommend anyone who's dealing with type 1 or has a family member with type 1, especially parents of young kids or teenagers, if any teenagers are listening, this is an awesome way to get together and just kind of see what other people are doing and going through and how they're just really championing life itself. And so beyondtype1.gov. And then if you go to the website, there are links to all of the social media platforms.
Brittany, it has been a real pleasure to have you on the show today and to talk about this subject. As a matter of fact, I want to encourage people to go to beyondtype1.org, find out all the information. Even if you're not directly affected right now, go ahead and educate yourself. I know with COVID-19, there are people who have time on their hands to go and learn about different subjects, and this is a good one to go and learn about and to find out more about diabetes. And it really has been a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today, Brittany DeMint.
Well, I appreciate you letting me come on and kind of raise awareness about our organization and about type 1 diabetes in general.
Oh, and I know we just scratched the surface. There's no way in one show in 30 minutes that we can actually cover it all. But I just want you to know that you have an open invitation here on the Mark White Show. When you want to cover a subject, just reach out to me and let me know, and we'll try to get that on there so that our listeners know about what you're doing through Beyond Type 1.
Absolutely. I would love to. Thanks for having me.
Perfect. Folks, we've been talking to Brittany DeMint. I want you to go check out beyondtype1.org on the web. Also, find them through social media, as Brittany described. Let's find more subjects that we can bring awareness. I want you to be aware of subjects, and I'm sitting here learning myself, and I'm glad to be able to do it. You know, they say to continue to learn throughout your life, and I'm learning every single day from the guests that I have on the Mark White Show, and it's my honor to be able to talk to people like Brittany DeMint and have her share about her passion. I hope that you'll continue to listen to the Mark White Show and that you'll encourage others to listen as well as we continue to grow our minds and to learn more about what we can do to help each other. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello, Kyla. I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington and Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.